Joined now by Danny West of HogSports.com. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. Well, Junior Day coming up for the up on the hill for those who want to be noticed.
Yeah, this Saturday. They're expecting seven guys. This is an invitation-only type weekend. Seven prospects coming up. I'll start and go down the list, if that's okay.
That'll work.
C.J. O'Grady, tight end from Fayetteville. He's my number five player in the state right now. I think he's four-star worthy, 6'4", 225. I think there's a really good chance that he finally gets his Arkansas offer this weekend. He's already got some from Ole Miss, Wake Forest. Texas called him yesterday and said, if you'll visit us, you will have an offer from the Longhorns. So that's obviously a pretty nice feather in your hat, if you can get that one. So, I think CJ's a guy that was born and raised in Fayetteville, and if they'll go ahead and offer him, I think the chances of him jumping on board are pretty good. And then we move to Josie Milton. He's a guy they've already offered, defensive tackle out of Clinton, Louisiana. He's starting to pick up a lot more big-time offers. Arkansas was the first offer, so that's always good. Now he's got Oklahoma State, South Carolina offered this morning. Arizona State's on the list. So he's on his way to becoming a pretty big-time guy. I met him last summer at the Dallas Rivals camp, and he told me right then, I've got a lot of interest in Arkansas, so we'll see what happens there. I would not expect a commitment from him this weekend, but I do think you have to feel good about him right now. Ian Pfeiffer, a kid from Bentonville, offensive lineman, 6'5", 285, really versatile guy. He can play all three spots on the line. Derek Brown is a defensive tackle out of Katy, Texas. Then you got a few more in-state guys. Cameron Davis from Bryant, offensive lineman, really athletic at 6'4", 260. His teammate, Brashawn Hunter, is a wide receiver. He's fun to watch. I don't know if you guys have ever seen him. He's only about 5'7", 150. Just got done watching his film, and he's electric. You think you've got him wrapped up, and he just breaks out of it. So go check him out. And then the last one would be Juwan Campbell from Fort Smith Southside. He's an athlete. I think they like him at cornerback. So pretty good group. I think next week's group, take nothing away from this week's list, but next week's group will be even better, a lot more highly recruited prospects coming in next week. So the next 2 weekends should be fun.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. If you've got a question for Danny West involving Arkansas recruiting, we've got him on until the bottom of the hour. Let's head to Larry in Pine Bluff. Larry, you still there?
Yeah.
How about
Danny, we talked during the high school football season, and I was talking about this running back, McGee David Shepherd. Well, I've talked to his grandfather and a graduate assistant, and come to find out it was his grade why nobody signed him, and he's going to go to Arkansas Baptist, not because he hadn't got in any trouble. And I asked Joel, I didn't even know they had a football team up there, but once you get film on a guy, you said you got some highlights. Him, do you give it to the coaches at Arkansas, or what do you do? What's your?
Yeah, it's I can't have really direct contact with the coaches per NCAA rules, but they do have a way of finding out things. I'll put it that way.
Okay, well, there's no doubt in my mind. I saw him play games last year, and the kid, if he can't play Division One, he can play Division Two. And I was looking in the paper to see where he was signing. I've got a lot of contacts with coaches. I can call them.
Mm-hmm.
And one that goes to my church here in Pine Bluff. And I know the kid can play football. If he can, I don't know if it's his ACC. Maybe probably was his ACT score or something. I know you got to have the grades. But could I give you my number? And if you find anything out, could you call me at 879?
Well, hey, Larry, let's let Joe get your number.
Oh, okay.
And we'll pass it on to Danny. That way the whole state
not
of
over there, yeah.
Whole state of Arkansas doesn't get your number.
Okay, well, I'm not a VIP or nothing, but I understand.
Well, I don't want someone that you might not want to talk to calling you.
Okay, I sure appreciate that. I'll just talk to Joe. Thank you, guys.
All right, I'll put you on hold, and Joe will get your number. And Joe will pick you up and get your number and info for Danny. Let's head to Jason and Bryant. Jason, welcome.
He had all kinds of contacts. I was trying to get his number too there, Trey.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a shout. Danny, I got several questions for you. And I'm when I wish, I'm for sure you've done it before, but would you explain to people why the Razorbacks can't offer an in-state kid like, say, Alabama's offered some of our in-state kids?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start with that. They can do it, but it sure makes it easy if you just kind of sit back and wait and let all these other schools do it. I know people will be scratching their heads when they hear that, but here's the situation. If you offer C.J. O'Grady from right here at Fayetteville, you better be ready to take his commitment. Alabama can offer him, and then if he wants to commit to Alabama, they can say, well, we're not quite ready. Well, that can tick him off, so you might be burning a bridge there, and you never want to do that with the in-state kids, so it's best to make 100% sure that you're going to be able to take that kid's commitment if you want to offer him a scholarship.
I don't think, for whatever reason, I've tried to explain that to people as well, and they hard for them to understand that. I mean, Alabama did that with Rock Thomas. I'm sure you know who that is, the five-star,
right,
four-star running
right
back that ended up going to Auburn this year because he tried to commit twice to Alabama. Even though he had an offer from them, they would not take his commitment, and he was like a five-star running back. So he got mad and ended up signing with Auburn.
Right.
The people, for whatever reason, they just think, okay, like Texas, didn't they just offer C.J. O'Grady yesterday?
They did. It's kind of a different type of offer. They want him to visit the campus first, so before they actually extend it. But, yeah, they are very high on CJ right now.
Yeah, that was my next question. Supposedly the only way he had an offer from them is if he came to their campus this weekend. And I know that it's been reported that he was going to be at Arkansas this weekend instead. So are you sticking with that he is supposed to be coming to Arkansas this weekend?
Yeah, I reached out to CJ this morning. He's actually going to visit Texas on March the 1st, so that, I guess that would be next weekend, but wanted to make sure he was at Arkansas this weekend. And that's kind of why I feel like he's got a really good chance of walking away this weekend with an Arkansas offer. And if I'm Brett Bielema and his coaches, if I offer CJ on Saturday, I want him to commit on Saturday or Sunday or before he goes to Texas.
Yeah.
So I would do my best to get him on board.
Because, I mean, I don't know if people realize this guy is a beast. I mean, I know everybody talks about Will Gregg, and I'm not trying to say this just because maybe we might not get Will, because I think we still will get Will, but I think C.J. O'Grady could be the better prospect of the two. I know that's tough to say. How do you feel on that, Danny?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Here's the thing with Will Gregg. I think he's more well-rounded than C.J. C.J. just made the move to tight end a year ago. He was a quarterback. A lot of people don't know that. So he's got some work to do in the weight room. Will is ahead of him as far as strength and blocking techniques, fundamentals, all of that. But, boy, you go watch CJ's film, the way he runs and attacks the ball. He can make all the big-time plays. And I just think his potential is just as high as Will Gregg's. So that's the way I look at him right now.
Okay, last two things real quick. The two kids from Highland, I know that Deion Stewart, man, it seems like he's getting offered every other day now.
Yeah.
You think, how long before Arkansas offers him, do you think?
Well, he'll be up here next weekend, and I would think that right now he sits in a pretty good position to land an offer next weekend. I'm not promising that it's going to happen next weekend, but I do think there's a good chance. Louisville is offered, Bobby Petrino trying to get back in the state, Ole Miss offered, Southern Miss offered yesterday. I think Arkansas State and Tulsa round out that list, and that list is just going to keep growing. Deion he kind of reminds you of a Joe Adams, Jarius Wright type. He's a little light. He's about 160 pounds, but that's about the same weight that Joe and Jarius were when they came up here, so I don't think it's a huge deal. He's just a good football player, so I think he's got a really good shot.
I don't think people realize how many kids that Bobby Petrino has already offered in Arkansas. It seems like he's recruiting Arkansas harder now at Louisville than he did while he was at Arkansas. I know that seems like a joke, ha-ha, whatever, but if you look at it,
it could be the truth.
He's offered them sooner, I promise you that, than he would have when he was at Arkansas, and it's the same case as the in-state kid. I mean,
I'm sure that
understands that. But the last thing is, I know people complain about not recruiting Texas, especially the Northeast and Metro Dallas Metroplex area. This year, I think, besides Zach Rogers, who's, of course, the number one center, I think, on Rivals, if not, I mean, he's a four-star, he's a stud. I think we could link Keaton Sutherland and Jalen Austin. One's a wide receiver, the other one's offensive tackle or offensive guard. I believe Sutherland's going to play tackle, but they're both four-star prospects or at least close to it. What do you think on those two? And I'll get off here. Thanks, Danny, as always.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think Jalen Austin is a guy. He's coming up here for another visit pretty soon. Keaton Sutherland, people may not know this, he's actually got two brothers at U of A already. I feel really good about their chances with him. And, again, I think he's a four-star on Rivals. Not sure with the latest updates, but he's obviously another big-time offensive lineman that they would be very fortunate to have.
Danny, talk about the differences in the next two weekends.
Yeah, it's just in terms of...
Well, the type of athletes that they're going to be looking at.
Yeah, a lot of good ones, a lot of really good ones. See, the thing about a junior day, most of them are invite-only. It's basically a glorified unofficial visit, but you just happen to have 10 or 12 other unofficial visitors on campus with you at the same time. So you get a lot of one-on-one time with these coaches. They're trying to bring in the best top targets that they can get here. Now, obviously, Arkansas recruits nationally, so it's tough for some of their top prospects to make it all the way to Arkansas for a one-day event, but they will have several from the surrounding states come in, so a lot of good running backs, a few offensive linemen, just it's spread all over, so it's going to be a really good group. The thing I like about how they do it is they try to shorten the groups a little bit, make them smaller so you get more quality time with them. As opposed to LSU, they may bring in 70 kids for one day. So I do like how they do that. So we'll see how it works out. But it could be a huge couple of weekends for Arkansas.
And I want to go back to something the last caller talked about in Will Gregg. And it seems like his offers just keep rolling in.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Will he's really taking off right now. Florida State, Texas, you name it. I think Will is probably going to have one of the most impressive offer lists of any Arkansan in several years. I think he's pushed back his announcement date to November 18th, so he's going to have a lot more offers come through between now and then. He does have a top five, but he's going to switch that up later this summer. Wants to take all of his visits, but Will's a big time kid. I think a lot of people, and take nothing away from what he's done on the field or in camps, but a lot of people look at his brother, and if you remember, Chris Gregg really took off after he got to Fayetteville, after he was in college. So I think that kind of excites coaches that, hey, as good as he is right now, he's got a chance to really blow up in college. So we might want to throw our hat in the ring for him.
Yeah, and some people, I guess not some people, a lot of players, they just mature at different ages. It's tough to recruit guys or evaluate 10th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders. That's why I find it hard to believe when you see these people offer 8th graders. I mean, usually when I was growing up, the best athlete that was a 7th grader, 8th grader didn't even play when he was, you know, a junior, senior. He wasn't the best athlete when he got to high school. So I just find that crazy sometimes when they offer a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous sometimes. You never know. A kid may stop growing. I remember back in high school, one of our best athletes just totally stopped developing in like the 11th grade, and then we had another guy who was always kind of looked at as the second best. Well, he went on to the NFL, so I think that tells you a lot about development and how kids can stop growing and keep growing and late bloomers and whatnot, so you just never know.
Right.
Danny, and another thing I want to bring up, and the last caller did, and I had this plan to bring up with you today, is the fact that Louisville, boy, they are really coming into the state of Arkansas and offering quite a few high school athletes.
Yeah, they are. You know, I think Bobby, for as much as he went through on his way out, I think he realizes people in the state still really respect him as a football coach, and I think we all do. You know, regardless of all his off-the-field antics, that guy's still a heck of a football coach, and he's going to do very well over there. I have no doubts about that. So, and if we know that, then you know all the recruits know that. So you see him come in and offer a guy like Will Gregg, Deion Stewart, and, you know, K.J. Hill, some of these type of offensive playmakers. It makes sense to me. I don't think he's going to have much success coming back in here and trying to get them, but then again, you never know.
Jason and Brian on our Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback says he forgot to ask you about Petway from Nashville. He has a commitment, or he has an offer. Or do you really think he has a committable offer from Alabama, or is it like we just one of those wait-and-see offers?
I don't know. Alabama puts out a lot of wait-and-see type offers, but really I don't want to speak for LaMichael. I'd hate to make anybody mad and say he doesn't have a committable offer simply because I don't know. I don't know the situation there, but you do see that a lot, especially with Alabama. But LaMichael Petway, the guy that Arkansas has not offered yet, but again, they like to be 100% sure that they're ready to take a commitment from the kid before they offer him. So they're still closely monitoring him, and he's still got a good shot, but we'll have to wait and see on LaMichael.
I saw was it Mike Anderson and is it Trey Dickerson? Is that right?
Yeah. Dickerson, yeah. Junior college point guard. Mike and Melvin Watkins are going up to see him tonight, see him play tonight. He's a guy that they just started targeting, I want to say, in early January. They like his ability to come in and run that up-tempo style offense. Trey feels like he's a better fit for that style of basketball, so... You've got Iowa and Nebraska, teams like that to beat, but I think if you can ever get him on campus for an official visit, and they're going to sit down and talk about that today when he might be able to visit, I think your chances go way up. So we'll have to wait and see, but he's definitely one of their top guys right now.
And Jamario Bell is a four-star guy. Is there any way that he ends up being a five-star recruit? Because I mean, I have not seen him play football, but I've seen him play basketball enough to know his footwork, his arms, the way he can move, that I think he's a five-star guy. And I hadn't even seen him play football yet, and you've seen him play. So I just wanted to ask you if you think there's a way he gets upgraded to a five-star, or, you know, is there just so many five-stars that they put out there?
Yeah, there's only about 35, maybe 40 a year, and I think, you know, from an athleticism standpoint, Jamario is as good as you can find in the country, but, and no offense to Junction City, but, you know, playing against that low competition 2A football, it's going to be very difficult for him to really stand out on that level. If he was at North Little Rock, yeah, maybe, but I think it's going to be really, really hard for him to move up to a five-star.
What's his weakness then? Because if what you're saying, athletic-wise, he is a five-star, but then as far as his play, what would be his strength and his weakness?
I think Jamario, for me, you know, again, he doesn't play the best competition, so he may not be pushed, you know, every day in practice, every Friday night. So I think that is kind of a holdback for me. But I saw him at the Arkansas camp last year, and you see him line up. You see him physically on the hoof. He looks like a guy who could put on 30 more pounds and just be a freak. But I want to see him dominate a little bit more. I felt like he made a pretty big jump up here at the camp last summer, you know, going against some better competition. I want to see him really dominate. And this is the guy, he had over 90 tackles for Junction this past year and missed a couple of games, if I'm not mistaken. So he's on pace to become a really big-time prospect, but, you know, I think he's 100% solid with Arkansas, so that's really good news for the Razorbacks.
Do you think he'll try and play two sports at Arkansas? Is he strictly going
to
stick with...
He's too small to play basketball, I think.
Yeah, I think he's probably interested in doing it. I don't know if you guys saw it last week.
He broke the backboard.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive down at Norflit.
Well, how tall is he?
I think we list him at 6'6". I'd probably give him 6'5", maybe 6'4", three quarters, something like that. You know how that works, man.
Yeah, no, I got you. I just think he would be out of position, as much weight as he's going to have, that he'd have to be an inside guy. Talented enough, and there may be some schools he could. I just don't know if he could do it at Arkansas.
Yeah, he's going to put on a lot of muscle once he gets under Ben Herbert up here. I think he could be a 260-pound guy overnight.
I think he's going to be a stud. I do. And real quick, have you got to see Malik Monk play now in person yet?
I have not. I want to. I need to get out and do it. I saw some of his highlights earlier today, so I'm looking forward to setting up an event and going out and seeing him.
He is he's a talented high school basketball player, no question about it.
Yep.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.